her hand and a quick shake of her head. She let go of the weapon and went over to the nearest desk. Seeing what she was trying to do, he joined her, and together they managed to scoot the old wooden piece of furniture to block the door.
"That won't last long. Come."
She turned and rushed to the rear of the office, where another door lay partially open. Wood splinters lay scattered on the floor, evidence that the men had been shooting at the lock. Giving the door a little shove, she squeezed through the narrow opening. Dominic pushed the door open wider to accommodate his bulk, and that's when he realized she'd also piled filing cabinets, desks, and chairs against this door. He found Babs in the corner where three children were clutching her in terror. The instant they caught sight of Dominic, their expressions changed to awe and hope. "See, I told you Santa would come to save you," she told them. The explosion suddenly ceased, and he knew those men would be returning.
"Show's over. We gotta get out of here."
"How?
Is there another exit?"
"Just a window." She motioned with a nod of her head at the small window behind him. Dominic went over to peer outside.
"Coast is clear. Let's go."
"It's a 20-foot drop," she argued. He grinned at her.
"No dropping required," he remarked and lifted the sash. "Hey guys, we need a little help here."
"Your wish is our command,"
a voice in his ear answered. At the same time, a swing lowered, stopping right outside. Turning to the children, he reached out to them.
"Come on, kids, you're going to get to ride with Santa tonight."
They ran to him with no hesitation. Lifting the boy into the swing, he gave the child a pat on the shoulder.
"Hold on tight. Send down another swing, and hurry."
A second swing appeared while the first one was still lifting. Helping the oldest girl into it, he glanced up at the rescue sleigh hovering overhead.
"We'll need help with the baby."
"Affirmative."
Loud pounding came from the outer room, and another gunshot sounded just as Truffle Cup came into view. The elf was hanging upside down, his legs and feet securely tied with the rope, leaving his hands free. The elf held out his arms, and Dominic placed the toddler in his secure grip. A crash came from outside as the three men breached the first door. Babs looked at Dominic, who watched the elf and baby slowly rise out of sight. "Think they have two more swings for us?" The desk and chairs shuddered under the weight of the three men trying to get inside.
"We know you're in there, you son of a bitch! Open this door, or we won't play nice if we have to come in after you!"
Babs turned to him. "Dom?"
"We ain't got time," he grimly stated.
Grabbing her bat, he tossed it and his sledgehammer out the window. Snagging her around the waist, he hoisted her into his arms, then flung her legs first outside. She hit the snow on her butt and quickly rolled out of the way. Dominic followed her, also landing on his rear. Too late, they discovered the drifts were too deep to walk through. Above them came the sounds of the men shooting through the door to get to the inner office. Pulling his wife into his arms, he shoveled armloads of snow over them both before settling in.
"Lie still. The wind will erase our escape."
"Don't you think your red coat might stand out a little?" she drolly murmured.
"Just you wait."
"They ain't here,"
a voice shouted above them.
"Hey, window's open. You see them?"
"Fuck no, I don't see a fucking thing."
"Then where did they go?"
"Come on, let's get downstairs and check out front."
Dominic gave them 3 seconds before throwing back his coat and sitting up. Bab slowly rose, a grin on her face.
"Ah, the old invisible coat trick. Jeez, just when I think I have everything all figured out, you show me something I'd heard of but never witnessed."
"I would love to sit and shoot the breeze with you, darling, but we have to haul ass out of here."
Lifting one arm, he waved at something overhead. Presently, two sleds descended and landed beside them. He and Babs each settled in one, took hold of the guide rope, and were lifted off the snow.
"What about our weapons?" she called to him. "Our hogs?"
"Already taken care of," Truffle Cup assured them.
The last thing Dominic noticed before they ascended above the low-lying clouds were the half-dozen cop cars pulling up to the warehouse. Glancing over at Babs, he saw she was also aware of them, and she flashed him a curious look, but said nothing. But that didn't mean he wouldn't be getting an earful once they landed.
"Good," he told himself with a smile. "I can't wait to get a few things off my chest either."
Chapter 2. Protestations. They were well on their way